obviously the distance is exactly the same. So David Blake, the referee, he has a choice.
Remember to send your email through to me so we can sign you up for the latest Drop Zone newsletter, and make sure you forward on these newsletters to family, friends, and all the members at your golf club. Also, make sure to sign up to the Golf Rules Questions YouTube. It's free, but if you want to help support the team, please join up as a member. Hey all, this is the Golf Rules Questions podcast, advanced number 4. This is where I take some questions and answers from the USGA Rules of Golf discussion site and basically say them on the podcast so everyone gets an idea of some further clarifications or interpretations or decisions, whatever you want to say they are, but just keeps everyone updated on where the rules are standing. So here's a couple of questions and answers. We'll do another 4 today, and then hopefully you'll get something out of it. So match play. Player A loses hole 15 to player B and goes 3 down. Player A tells player B congratulations, thinking that player A is 4 down and that they have lost the match. A moment later, player A realizes that they are 3 down with 3 to play. Is the match over? And DS has replied, misunderstanding the match score is not treated as a concession. Agreeing on a wrong match score is correctable until the next hole is started, or in a case when the misunderstanding makes the opponents think the match is over, when the committee determines the result of the match is final. That's a good one. You know, if you go over and say, hey, I think you've won the match, congratulations, the other person doesn't correct you, thinking, oh, really? You know, maybe they got taken back and go, oh, I thought, you know, was thinking it was this, but it's actually, you think it's that, so that's great. Then the player the player that said congratulations and thinking that they had lost, realize that their own misunderstanding. So it's not a concession and they can still be in the game, although 3 down and 3 to play is pretty hard to get back from anyway. So we all know when you concede, a concession cannot be withdrawn, but in this case it wasn't a concession, it was just a misunderstanding, so it doesn't even have to be withdrawn. It's just a case of, okay, now we can continue play unless the committee has determined the result is final. Okay, question 2. This is a bit more complicated. So there's 2 scenarios and they're both the same, except there's a small difference in scenario 2. So I'll read out scenario 1. Joe makes a stroke from a greenside bunker. He sculls it over the green into long, thick rough, not a penalty area. He decides because the ball may be lost to play a provisional. He drops correctly and plays the provisional onto the green. Joe then goes straight to look for his original, finds it, plays it onto the green. His original then hits the provisional ball, which was never picked up. A referee is called. Joe tells him he had forgot about the provisional ball. Any penalty? There's no penalty. The original is played as it lies. It's from MT, and then DS also chimes in with the answer for the scenario 2, which I'm going to do now. Everything's exactly the same, except when Joe finds his original, he realizes his provisional was in a place that could potentially deflect his next stroke with the original and decides to leave it on the green. Original was played, and sure enough, it hits the provisional on the green. Referee is called over. Joe tells him that he didn't think about the provisional until he found the original and realized it could help him. So he left it on the green. Any penalty? This is a general penalty under rule 11.2. And DS goes into a bit of detail here. While scenario 2 is far-fetched, if you read operative parts of the second bullet point of rule 11.2a, equipment that a player deliberately left in a particular location so that the equipment might deflect or stop the ball in motion. So that's out of the rule book. And he's specifically chosen words and phrases there that describe scenario 2. The former provisional ball at the time of the collision was a wrong ball, no longer a ball in play, which means the exception in 11.2A applying no penalty for hitting a ball at rest does not apply. This ball, the provisional that's on the green, it's just a movable obstruction, and they've left it there in place to help with their next shot. He says you need to consult information in the definition of in play to figure that out. It says when the rules refer to a ball at rest or in motion, this means a ball in play, which the former provisional is not a ball in play. And bottom line, there is a breach of 11.2. The player deliberately left his equipment in a position so that it might stop or deflect his ball in motion, and the object did in fact deflect his ball in motion. It's really important when with that rule, that 11.2, it's a results rule. So the ball actually has to hit that thing that's been left there to help the other, or help the shot. Okay, we have question 3, which is quite confusing, but we'll go through it. First time posting, can't find a rule for it, help. Player A hits second shot on a par 5 to the right, landing on the practice green, unseen by player A, and then player B picks his ball up, picks up player A's ball, and after arriving to the green, tells player A that his ball was out of bounds and he needs to go back to his last spot to re-hit. There are no visible stakes indicating out of bounds. To keep pace of play, player A, after arguing that player B should not have picked up his ball and believes player B should incur a penalty, player A drops in accordance to the rules near the green, no closer. He believes he is dropping for free under rules related to wrong green, chips on and putts in for a 4. Player B tells him that, no, that's a par. And this is in stroke play. What are the scores? Thank you, everyone. USGA has responded with facts are hard, the rules are easy. Not sure what reason B had for saying the ball was OB or OOB. But presuming the facts are that it is simply a wrong green and not out of bounds, then there is no penalty to B for lifting in player A, presuming the correct relief was used. Drop correctly for wrong green relief and score a 4. Depending on why B thought the ball was out of bounds, we have some questions for player B, even though lifting the ball in and of itself was not a penalty. If B was correct about it being out of bounds, then it appears that A scored neither a 4 nor a 5 and would need more facts to figure out what they scored or may still have needed to correct. So if player A is correct that it's just a wrong green, he's chipped on, putted in for 4. If player B is correct that it's out of bounds, then he had to take stroke and distance, go back, be playing his 4th. I'm not very good at counting these days. 1, 2 on the green, drop 3, playing his 4th under the green, etc. He didn't do that, so he'd actually be playing from a wrong place, and it would be up to the committee to determine whether it was a serious breach or not. Which most likely it was, but that depends on how long the par 5 is and how big the second shot was. Anyway, wrong greens aren't necessarily out of bounds unless the committee have created that boundary. Player B wasn't wrong and didn't get penalised for picking up player A's ball, but probably a better idea to just leave it alone until player A can actually see where it has indeed come to rest. So thank you very much, USGA, for answering that one. Okay, a nice long one for question 4 to finish off. Model local rule E3 is in place. At the request of another player, a player marks and lifts their ball on the fairway under rule 15.3B because it interferes with play. After having lifted the ball, the player cleans the ball and proceeds to directly place under model local rule E3. Although the original reason for lifting the ball was 15.3B because it interfered. Does the player get a penalty? USGA responded, We don't see any penalty here. Rule 14.2 is clear that when the player is allowed to take relief under a rule, they don't need to replace the ball back on the original spot, even if it was originally lifted under a rule that required it to be replaced. So the question is whether the cleaning restriction should still continue to apply, and it doesn't, because now we're proceeding under the relief rule. So for this scenario, the player marked and lifted under rule 15.3, when they decided to take E3 relief, they were allowed to clean and place the ball in its new location. This is no different than a player who marks and lifts a ball for identification, sees it as their ball, and then sees they are in ground under repair. They can proceed directly under rule 16.1 and clean or substitute as allowed by that rule without first replacing the ball from where it was initially lifted. However, they added, it's worth noting that this doesn't eliminate a penalty the player earns before proceeding under the second applicable rule. Example, if a player lifts a ball for identification without marking it first and after that realizes they are on ground under repair, they're still on the hook for lifting without marking, but now that they know GUR relief is available, they can proceed directly under that rule and clean, substitute, and drop without first putting the ball back on the original spot. So it's not necessarily all about what rule did you finish with, it's why you do what you did when you did it. So basically, they get the penalty for lifting without marking because they were just trying to identify their ball. But once they realise that it's in GUR, still with that penalty, but now they can take the free relief from the GUR. Thank you everyone for listening in to another GRQ podcast. This was advance number 4. Hope you've enjoyed the latest episode of The Drop Zone and the recent community questions that get posted on YouTube.